Matthew 24. Very serious scripture this morning, amen. We're living in a serious time. Most people, if you watch anything on the news now, with everything that's going on in the Middle East, you better understand something. We're living in serious time. Matthew chapter 24, let's look at verse 32. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall not pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour, and here, listen to this, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. God, we love you. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask your hand upon us right now, God, as I do my best to preach this, Lord, in a way that you will be pleased. God, I beg you, God, to help me right now, Lord, to do what I know I cannot do on my own. Lord, I need you, Lord, because without you, nothing's going to happen today, God. Without you, I can't do nothing, Lord. Without you, without the Spirit moving right now, God, we can't do anything. Nobody can be saved. Nobody can be rededicated without the Spirit of God moving. God, help us right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I remember growing up, and I remember the late 60s, early 70s, I'd be watching TV, and any of y'all that got any age on you a little bit, and then some of them in the 80s and the 90s with the space shuttle, how many of y'all remember when they would get ready to send these rockets up in the air? You'd be watching it. The astronauts, if you've seen it on movies, the command center would be, they'd start down 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. About 4, you know, you see the smoke, Tony, start rolling out of that thing. 3, 2, 1, blast off. I want to preach a little while this morning on 0 hour. 0 hours almost. We've all seen countdowns, and we've all seen it throughout the years, and in a lot of different things they use countdowns to get to where they want to go. But I want you to think about this, folks. I'm telling you right now, on the authority of God's word and what we see going on in not only in America but in the world. I've always told you, don't worry about what's happening in America. America ain't got nothing to do with God's end time. You watch what's going on in Israel. You watch what's going on in the Middle East. And right now, what's going on in the Middle East is more serious than just about anything, Melvin, that you and I have ever seen in our lifetime. So God's 0 hour is almost here. Understand that there was a 0 hour in Noah's day. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with a man, for that he is also flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. Most Bible scholars believe that this is how long Noah actually preached while he was building the ark, Jackie, that he preached for 120 years and not see one convert. 120 years and not see your church grow. 120 years and not see nobody get under conviction. 120 years. Can't you just imagine? God told him what to do. It starts out at 120. Then it's 110. Then it goes to 90, 80, 50. Noah's still preaching. Noah's still working. 20, 15, 10, 5, and 0 hour hits, and God puts Noah and his family in the ark, and God shut the door. And when God shut the door and the rain began, nobody else got in. 0 hour. Understand, son? Not one other person was saved, Tony, after 0 hour hit with Noah and that day. There was also a 0 hour in Lot's day. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 18, and Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, if there be 50 righteous within the city, will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked. Be far from thee. Shalt thou not judge all the earth to do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Abraham is bargaining with God. God is getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham says, Lord, hey, Lord, I know you. I know you got grace, and I know you got mercy. If there be 50 righteous in that city, won't you please spare for that? And the Lord said, if I can find 50 righteous men, I'll spare it. Well, Abraham's just like us. Abraham goes on and says, well, Lord, what about 45? Give him 40. I kind of got a picture of David as the auctioneer. What about 45? Lord, God said, if I can find 45. Yep. What about 40, Lord? How about 40? Lord, if I can just find 40. Goes all the way down from 50, 40, 30, 20. 10. God said, if I can find 10, I won't destroy it. But guess what? 0 hour came because God could not even find 10 righteous people in that city. He said, Lot had to get out. And when 0 hour came and Lot and his two daughters got out of there, nobody else was saved. Not one other person was saved in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah after 0 hour hit. Understand something. God did the right thing at Sodom and Gomorrah. People can say what they want to. God did the right thing at Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed the evil. Amen? Amen. Understand something. God's still looking for righteous people. And the only way you're going to be righteous today is to be covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen? That's the only. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen? There ain't no other way. I don't care what nobody tells you on TV. There ain't 100 different ways to get to God. There ain't but one way to God, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen? There was 0 hour in Egypt's day. We know the story in Egypt. The Bible talks about it. Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 400 years and 30 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It was prophesied years before. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, and he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. 400 years they were in Egypt. 400 years they were in Egypt as under bondage and under slavery. And God started the countdown, amen. 400, 300, 200, 100. And it kept going right on down, until God said, I got somebody I'm going to send over there. And his name is Moses. They come in, and I thought about it as I was studying it. They come in, and then they had the 10 plagues. God already had it lined up, David. There was 10 plagues. Then there was 9 plagues. Then there was 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the last one was all the firstborn was going to be killed and died that was not covered by the blood. And at 0 hour, sometime in the night, God sent the death angel. And everybody that wasn't covered by the blood, the firstborn died. Not one was spared. You listen to me. Not one was spared. If the blood was not on the doorpost and the blood was not on the house, the firstborn died. God's still looking for the blood. Amen. God is still looking for the blood. The death angel is still roaming around. The death angel is, let me tell you something, folks. There are people going out into eternity every day not covered by the blood of Jesus. And you listen to me real good. There ain't but one of two places you're going to go when you die. It's heaven or hell. There ain't no in-between. There ain't no such thing as purgatory. You ain't going to go there and rest for a little while. You're either covered by the blood or you're not. You're either saved or you're not. It's heaven or hell. There ain't no gray areas, amen. God is still looking for the blood that's been applied. Amen. Or 0 hour is going to come. I got to think about it. I was studying this. 0 hour came for Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5. The Bible says that Belshazzar was a wicked king. He was the son of a king, and his daddy, God taught his daddy a lesson about pride, but he didn't learn it. They was having a big party, Skip. Belshazzar calls for bring the golden vessels that we took out of the temple of God. They brought in the golden vessels. They're having a party. They're drinking alcohol out of the golden vessels that God had set apart for the temple. And I'm telling you right now, and the Bible says that a hand came down from heaven. And wrote on the plaster on the wall. And I'm not going to go back and read it, but the Bible basically says this, Tony, that it scared Belshazzar so bad that his knees knocked together and he couldn't stop. It scared him so bad that God came down and God got his attention. He called for all the wise people that was around him and nobody could read the writing. And all of a sudden somebody said, hey, there's a man named Daniel. That God's give him understanding. He calls for Daniel. He basically tells Daniel, he said, listen, I'll give you anything you want to. I'll make you, I think it was, a third under me in the whole kingdom. Daniel looks at it, and Daniel ain't got no good news. Daniel basically reads it, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Basically what he said, God has wrote that you have been found and you've been found wanting and you're going to die. Can you imagine when the hand came down, Brother Tony, and the writing was on the wall? I don't know how many hours. You say it was 8 hours until Daniel got there. 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 2, 1. Gavin, that night, Belshazzar died. You can have all the pride you want to. You can say, I'm going to live like I want to. I'm going to do like I want to. I don't care what the preacher says. I don't care what the church says. I don't care what the Bible says. I'm going to do my thing. Go right ahead. I heard old preacher say it one time, David, that's a real good way to live, but that's not a good way to die. Some of y'all in here today, you said that ain't my attitude. Well, that's the way you living. Well, I believe in God, but you ain't serving him. You're living like you're gonna live forever. You're living and you're throwing a mockery in God's face. I'm just telling you, you're claiming to be saved, but you don't never come to church. You're claiming to be saved, but you don't never do what the Bible says. You're claiming to be saved, but you're living like the world. I'm just telling you right now, the hand of God's gonna come down, and the hand of God's gonna get somebody's attention. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. You've been found. You've been found wanting. You've been weighed in the balance, and God knows exactly what's going on in your life. Zero hours coming for the church. Amen. Zero hour. The countdown began at Pentecost. Amen. Yeah, 2,000. 1,500. 1,000. 500. 100. 99. 98. I'm telling you right now, folks, I believe the countdown is real close. Amen. I remember preaching one time, Brother Robert. I remember preaching one time, you know, we talked about how people talked about how life, about, you know, comparing it to sports. If we're comparing the church with a football game right now, we are in the two-minute warning, and I think we got about 1 minute left. Amen. The countdown's coming. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That is for the church. That is for the blood-bought Christians. That is for the ones that's got their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I didn't say got their name on the church roll. I've got the name on the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. You can have your name on every church roll in Lancaster County and die and go to hell. This is for the church. The countdown is for the church. And I believe it's getting ready to happen shortly. I ain't got time to get into all of it today. But the Bible talks about in the end time about the wars that's going to be taking place. You go back to the book of Ezekiel and you can learn about this. Bible talks about all the bear and the, all the symbols. Did any of y'all see this week? Russia and China and Iran has come together to back Hamas. Did y'all hear what I said? Russia, China, and Iran has come together to back that terrorist group. I'm telling you right now, I think what they ought to do is just set everybody step aside and let Israel take care of Israel's business. Hey, God's on their side. God can wipe them out all at one shot. Amen. But God's got a timeline. All this, Brother Terry, ain't just happening. God, hey, the countdown's still going on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the church is gone. And you listen real good. When the church is gone, I believe for the time of the Gentiles is over. Amen? That's y'all and me. That's us. I believe everything we read from then on is talking about Israel getting saved. The 144,000 is talking about 12,000 from each tribe of Israel. They're going out and they're preaching the kingdom. That's for Israel. But you understand something? There's also a zero hour for the lost people. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. The Bible says there's an appointed time for each and every one of us. You will keep that appointment. You will keep that appointment. And lost or saved, For the Christian, Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So now if you're not saved, what does that tell you? To be absent from the body is to be just like the rich man. He lifted up his eyes in hell. 0 hour's coming. You listen real good. 0 hour is coming. Where do you stand right now with God? Maybe you're claiming to be a Christian. I can claim to be a Rolls Royce, but that don't make me no Rolls Royce. I can get me a Rolls Royce tattoo, Tony, and put it on my forehead. That ain't going to make me no Rolls Royce. Or you can claim to be saved all you want to. And you can fool everybody, including the preacher and the deacon board and the whole church. God knows your heart. God knows your heart. Where do you stand with Jesus right now? Right now. The Bible says as a tree falls, that's how it's going to lay. When 0 hour hits, it's over. It's over. I had a man tell me one time, I was lost. I was doing things I had no business doing. I was, like Brother Tommy said a while ago, at that time I was serving the devil and I did not hypocrite on the devil. Amen. But Brother Ralphie said something, and I had been raised in church, and I knew it just stupid. He was talking about, you know how people sitting around drinking do? Talking about the Bible and talking about the end times. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to wait after the tribulation takes place and the church is raptured, and I just ain't going to take the mark of the beast. I said, you're an idiot. I mean, Alan, I was lost as a jaybird, and I knew that was just stupid. If that's your attitude, you're an idiot. Preacher, you ought not call people idiot. Well, I'm just going to call it like I see it today, amen. If that's your attitude, you're crazy. There's something wrong with you. You ain't got right thinking. Because I'm telling you, when 0 hour takes place, when 0 hour happens, it's over. Nobody else is going to get saved after that. It's a Gentile. Folks, I'm telling you, today's the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow. We could, listen, and I ain't no prophet. I ain't nothing. But I'm just telling you, we could be on the verge of the church leaving. And I believe you can back it up with the Bible, and I believe you can back it up with what's going on in this world today. Where do you stand with God right now? If God were to call time right now, where do you stand? Church member, where do you stand? Lost person, where do you stand? We're going to all have to give an account of what we do. I want you to bow your heads with me. If they come get us a song.